So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned numerous medical conditions and their remedies. The Gemara now proceeds to discuss precautions that a person should take to prevent illness. Amri Bishu ben Levi, Achol Basar Shor Belefes, V'lon B'Levona B'Leili Yodalar Or Tezvav B'Tkufas Tammuz, Achzasa Achilu. If a person eats beef with turnips and then sleeps in the open under the moon on the 14th or 15th night of a summer month, or Hamamali Kreisim Mekol Davar, he ate a desirable food to the extent that he filled his stomach, Achzasa Achilu. He is liable to develop a disease which the Gemara describes as Eshal Atzamos, a fever in the bones. Therefore, these are to be avoided. However, if he did do one of these, the Gemara offers a remedy. Eliyahu HaNavi instructed Reb Nosson, Ochol Shlish, V'Shasei Shlish, V'Hanach Shlish. A person should eat only one-third of his stomach's capacity, and they should drink only one-third, and leave one-third empty, so that L'Kashik Tichis, Tamar Amalo Echa. If he blows up in anger, the empty portion of his stomach can retain the kas. However, if he eats to his full extent, then as Rashi says, L'Kashik Tichis, Tivka. If he becomes angry, his stomach will split open because it cannot retain the kas. Reb Chiya says, "Haraitzish le'yovel de'chayil ma'ayim yehiragel betibul kayitz v'chayif." A person who wants to avoid stomach pains should dip his bread into wine or vinegar both during the summer and winter. And tzudascha shana ascha mimeno mashach yodach emena. And he should control himself from indulging in a tasty meal. V'atisha atzmacha b'shosh atetzarech l'nikavecha. And he should not wait when he needs to relieve himself. There are three factors that drain a person's strength. Pachad, as Rashi explains, if a person worries constantly about his financial stability or of a potential enemy, as the Pasuk states, derech, travel, as the Pasuk states, ina bederech koichi v'ovin, a person's sin, as the Pasuk states, koshel ba'avoni koichi. And the Gemara goes on to discuss other factors that affect the person's health. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah's halacha of Omar kisvu get le'ishti, v'achza kurdiyakos, v'chazav omar al tichtavu. If a person of sound mind instructed others to write a get for his wife, and then he was overcome by a kurdiyakos, and is now not of sound mind, and in that state retracted and told them not to write the get, ein dvarav ha'achroinim klum, they disregard his final statement and may write the get. The Gemara now cites a machlokes. Rish Lakish holds kaisim v'neisin get la'alter. They may write and deliver the get immediately, even though he is currently not of sound mind, because midamid le'liyashin. A kurdiyakos is compared to a person who is merely sleeping, who shliach can give a get, but he is not compared to a shaita, an insane person, who shliach cannot give a get, because kurdiyakos sama biyadin. A kurdiyakos can be healed through a known remedy. However, shaita le'sama biyadin. A shaita has no remedy. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees and says, "Ein kaisvin ela l'kashe yishtafe." They cannot write the get unless he recovers and is of sound mind, because medame le'lashaita. A kurdiyakos is compared to a shaita and not to a yashin, because kurdiyakos mechursa maisa. Kurdiyakos cannot recover on his own, only through an active remedy. While yashin lav mechursa maisa, a sleeping person will wake up without any action. The Gemara asks that according to Rabbi Yechanan, a kurdiyakos is not considered mentally competent, while in the following two halachas, a person whose health is severely compromised is nevertheless considered mentally competent. Shmuel says, "Shachet b'shnayim oyrev shnayim v'ramez v'amar kisvu get le'ishti hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu." If a person's throat was slit as in shchita and they signaled that they should write a get for his wife, they do follow his instructions and deliver the get. Similarly, in the Bryce's case of Reuhu meguyed oitzolav al atzliva v'ramez v'amar kisvu get le'ishti hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. If a person had a deadly wound or was hanging from the gallows and he signaled that they should write a get for his wife, they do follow his instructions. Apparently, in both cases, even though he was extremely weak to the extent that he cannot even speak, he's still considered competent. If so, why is a kurdiyakos not considered competent? The Gemara explains, "Hochi hashto, hasam daita tzilusahi, v'chishusa hudas chilabe." In those cases, his mind was not affected and is completely sane, but rather his weakened body prevents him from speaking. However, regarding kurdiyakos, daita shagishtahi, his mind was affected and he is therefore considered incompetent. The Gemara points out further that on the one hand, Shmuel rules shachad b'shnayim oyrev shnayim, v'ramaz v'amar kisvu get le'ishti hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu, the shluchim may write and deliver a get. Yet Shmuel also rules shachad b'shnayim oyrev shnayim ubarach Me'idin alav. If a person in this condition ran away and we cannot find him, witnesses can testify that he died and his wife may marry. The explanation is, chayhu b'soif olamos. At that point in time, he is alive and mentally competent, but he will not survive. Therefore, after some time, we can assume that he's no longer alive. The previous Mishnah concluded with the case of nishtatik v'amruloi nichtav get le'ishtacha v'hirkin b'roishai. If a person became mute, and when he was asked if they should write a get for his wife, he nodded his head, yes, b'ayt k'neis ha'shleisha ba'amim, em arma alav lav al hein hein, ha're elu yichtavu v'yitnu. They ask him questions to check if he is sane, to which he responds three times yes and no, and if he answers correctly, they can give the get. The Gemara offers two explanations of the Mishnah. Either the Amrinan lechad la vitrein hein, they first ask him one no question and two yes questions, and then they ask in reverse, train lav vichad hein, two no questions and one yes question. And if all his answers are correct, this is a proof that he is sane. However, if they were to ask him lav lav hein hein, consecutively, first three no questions and then three yes questions, there is no proof that he is sane. Because Dilma shichid de la vehein nokte, perhaps he developed a habit of first shaking and then nodding his head repeatedly, and even if Amrinan le besirugin, they were to switch back and forth between a yes and no question, there's still no proof that he is sane. Because Dilma shichid de sirugin nokte, perhaps he developed a habit of alternately shaking and nodding his head. The Beir Bishmal says, Oymele devarm shal yemaisa chama b'yemaisa gshamim, v'shal yemaisa gshamim b'yemaisa chama. In the winter, he is asked questions that pertain to the summer, such as, would you like fruits that are only available in the summer? And in the summer, he is asked vice versa, as Tosfos says, Chachma gadoy lehi v'lebayis serugin. If he answers these questions correctly, this is a stronger proof that he is sane, and therefore, oymim loy, lav lav, v'hein hein, they may even ask these questions consecutively.